The president greeted hundreds of workers and union members on the factory floor at Master Lock. When he took the podium, he told the crowd the economy is beginning to turn around, and for the first time since 1990, manufacturing is growing.
When I took office, the American auto industry was on the verge of collapse. And there were some folks who said we should let it die. With a million jobs at stake, I refuse to let that happen. I refuse to let that happen. We said, in exchange for help, we're going to demand responsibility. We got workers and automakers to settle their differences. We got the industry to restructure and retool, come up with better designs. Today, the American auto industry is back, and General Motors is once again the number one automaker in the world.
President Obama says another reason things are slowly picking up in the U.S. is the fact that the cost of doing business overseas is rising in some instances. For example, there are workers demanding higher wages.
So y'all have heard enough about outsourcing. More and more companies like Master Lock are now insourcing, deciding that if the cost of doing business here isn't too much different than the cost of doing business in places like China, then why wouldn't you rather do it right here in the United States of America?
Yet the president says there is still much work to do. He called on Congress to pass a bill giving tax incentives to companies that keep jobs here and legislation providing more money for job training.
That's why I've asked Congress to join me in a national commitment to train 2 million American workers with skills that will lead directly to a job. We need to give more community colleges the resources they need to become community career centers, places that teach people the skills that businesses like Master Lock are looking for right now.
While the White House billed Wednesday's event here as an official visit, there were times when the president's address sounded like a campaign speech. In his closing remarks, President Obama promised the country will not go back to policies of the past when outsourcing became commonplace. He then stepped off the podium and shook hands with workers and other people in the crowd. Alicia Adams has been working at Master Lock for only 8 months. Beforehand, she was unemployed for more than a year.
I used to work in banking and finance. So it was just like I was laid off. And then I went to a temp service, and that's how I got in the Master Lock. So, yeah. I kept applying for jobs after job when the economy was really bad. I mean, no one would know. I had the skills. You know, I had a background for 11 years in finance and banking. Nobody would not hire me.
Another employee has been there more than 20 years, Mike Schuknecht. He says job stability led him to purchase a condo recently on the Florida coast. Yet he says not everybody wants a job working in a factory.
I mean, y'all, hot it gets here in the summer, it's very hot. I mean, they come through here with water, they come through with soda. It gets hot. Manufacturing's not for everybody. It's a tough job.
Schuknecht thinks the country is heading in the right direction, and most people in the crowd seemed pleased with the president. His speech, however, drew criticism from Republican Party of Wisconsin Chairman Brad Courtney. He says the president has not lived up to his pledge to turn around the economy by the end of his first term. It ends in less than a year. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.